From Tidbits on April 6, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for April 6, 2009, written by Doug McLean. iTunes 8.1.1 from Apple, quote, adds support for renting HD movies and provides a number of bug fixes, including addressing issues with VoiceOver and syncing with iPhone or iPod Touch, end quote. Default Folder X 4.2 from St. Clair Software is a maintenance and stability update to the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement Utility. Changes include support for open meta tags in the Spotlight window below Save As Dialogs and in the Info window below Open Dialogs. A new Apple Script command that clears the list of recently used folders from the currently active folder set. Added compatibility with a development build of Mac OS X Snow Leopard, and a number of minor bug fixes. A full list of changes is available from St. Clair Software's website. VMware Fusion 2.0.3 from VMware is a maintenance update to the popular Windows virtualization software. The latest version reinstates support for driverless printer sharing, a feature that had stopped working for users who had installed Security Update 2009-001 while running Mac OS X 10.5.6. Plus, the update provides experimental support for Mac OS X Snow Leopard server as a guest operating system. Camino 1.6.7 from the Camino project is a security and stability update to the Mac-focused Gecko-based web browser. Changes include the addition of the latest Mozilla Gecko rendering engine, which brings with it critical security and stability fixes, improved ad blocking, and a bug fix that stops cookies without valid names from preventing the display of stored cookies. Also fixed are two crashing bugs, one related to quitting Camino while the pop-up blocker is visible, and the other to selecting an item from a context menu after its window has closed. NeoOffice 3.0 from NeoOffice updates the open source productivity suite with features aimed at better mimicking the functionality of OpenOffice.org, the program on which NeoOffice is based. The latest version now includes almost all of OpenOffice.org's features, with the exception of Mac OS X Universal Access support, as well as some additional ones such as support for the media browser, trackpad gesture support, image import capabilities for scanners and cameras, floating tool windows, and grammar checking under Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. A full list of new features is available on the NeoOffice website. Fetch 5.3.1 from Fetch Softworks is a minor update to the long-standing file transfer software. According to the company's website, quote, this is a minor update that fixes a few bugs in the check for update and purchasing quote, end quote. Fetch Softworks has also reduced the price for upgrading from Fetch 4 to Fetch 5. The upgrade is now $10, down from $15. Wiretap Studio 1.0.9 from Ambrosia Software is a maintenance update to the tool for recording and editing audio on your Mac. The update fixes issues with live preview playback performance, editor playback controls such as playback needle tracking and file management, and settings being lost during recording. AAC recording stability has also been enhanced. Panorama 5.5.2 from ProView is a minor update to the company's flagship database application, fixing a number of undisclosed minor bugs. In addition to the update, ProView has also developed a new credit card gateway for use from directly within the application. The gateway collects credit card information within Panorama and securely transmits it to authorize.net, and can be set up as an automated or button-activated process. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.